Wipeout. Hey, everybody, we broke the lock of the MetroCourt pool. We snuck all the way up to the roof. All right, it's time for the skinny dip. Now, don't worry. We're not skinny dipping. Y'all are skinny dipping. We're the lifeguards.
Yes.
We are on the side. We are watching you guys dive down deep and get the skinny on. Now, one soap topic at a time.
One soap opera topic at a time.
One
get skinny.
At a time. You can see below on this in this beautiful new layout that I put together for this brand new podcast. The soap deep dive, one topic at a time, the skinny dip. You're going to find us here Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific time. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Even in the winter, we're going to build a roof, you know?
Oh, you know what we're going to do? Well, we're going to still sneak into the pool, but we're going to put like one of those super thick plexiglass covers on it and turn it into a dance floor.
That's what it is. We're going to put lights at the bottom, you know, waterproof lights. We're going to ask Curtis to book the music and Marshall. We'll get Marshall to book the music.
There you go. We'll get Spinelli. He's a DJ now.
He is a DJ now. Just sliding in at a moment's notice to be there when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, yeah, I've got a playlist. Well, hey, it's me, Matt. Hi.
Hi, it's me, Kat.
There you go. Now the intros are in. You know, we'll work on that intro. You know, we'll perfect it. But I think we're going to be breaking the lock every week. Don't tell Carly and don't tell Olivia that we're up here.
No.
You can tell Nina all she wants now.
Yeah, you can tell Nina.
But you know, we're not here to talk about Carly or Olivia or even the MetroCourt. But we are here to talk about somebody that's visited the MetroCourt.
Sure. Yeah, he's been there.
He's been to the court. I don't know if he's been up to the pool. He probably has been to do some sort of nefarious thing. There's no way he wasn't on the pool because the pool is up so much.
You know what? I would say by Memorial Weekend, I had the pool back up.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there.
You went to Prospect right now. He'd probably be there.
Probably. They're doing scenes right now. Unless the new writers are like, no, we hate the pool. We're not doing the pool anymore. I don't know. Do they even get a choice? Are they? I mean, they do to a degree, but also at the same time, they also like kind of
I think
sets are up, right? They can't go too rogue on
it. Far too much money on it to only use it for two seasons.
Oh, has it only been two? It's been like three, hasn't it?
I don't know. Let's see. It feels like two to me. I don't know.
We'll just say two. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? But you know, we're here this week. We're going to dive down deep. We're going to talk about one of our most interesting characters. One that we've followed and have enjoyed. And that's Sly Rule.
You know that we like a character if we give him a name, huh? If we give him an extra name, we love him.
Uncle Cyrus Ponytail.
Yep.
Reverend Ponytail. Hey, Chandra. Hey, Melissa. Welcome to the chat.
So
I
teased
this. I said these are the five ways that you can't trust Cyrus. So we're going to have to make sure we isolate five ways that we can't trust Cyrus. Melissa expects it to be done in Dr. Seuss style. Not that quick. I can't do it. You know, Cyrus is not a who. He might even be the ultimate Grinch. You know, Grinch is a species. He could be Granddaddy Grinch.
Granddaddy Grinch.
Reverend Uncle Ponytail,
gosh.
Says Chandra, yells. Hey, Jeannie, look
Uncle
at that.
Uncle Cy Grinch.
Cy Grinch Renault. That's a good one. We're going to write that down. Patrick Mulcahy, I know you're watching. Elizabeth Corte, I know you're listening on the audio platform. Cy Grinch.
But you don't have anything better to do. You're sitting on the freeway most of the time anyway, going
exactly.
back and forth from that studio.
Right. No, you know,
I've been on those LA freeways. Good gravy.
So from my basic rudimentary unproven understanding, Cortez on set while Patrick Mulcahy is enjoying his North Pacific life. Like his Northwestern, like Oregon, Seattle, Washington life.
For real?
Yeah.
So they he's writing remotely.
Yeah, I guess, Zoom is a powerful thing.
Wow.
Sandro suggests that Cyrus can cook green eggs and ham at the PC grill. He's got to work his way up to cook, though. He's just a little busboy right now.
Well, he can't get no job at Bobby's.
No, he's not gonna get a job in Bobby's. I don't know where he's gonna
He
get a
ain't.
job other than the PC Grill. But it's been a long road getting from there to here.
Well, that's where he was working. Well, no, but what restaurant was he working in?
Was the PC Grill.
PC Grill. It wasn't the cafe one.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
PC. Okay.
I don't know, the new cafe, Cafe Cherie.
Yeah. Well, they haven't shown him at work in a little bit, so we
No, I
don't even
think,
know for
last
sure if
time
he's
they
still
were,
doing that.
Laura was talking to him about the radio show. Like that's the only thing that's been coming up with Cyrus recently. But this can't be just about what's right now. We gotta talk about where he's been so we can justify where he's at, folks. This is the deep dive, not just the right now.
Yes, it's more of a deep dive.
So we gotta deep dive right
We're
into the
trying to
back.
know something.
Right into the deep end, everybody. Right into the deep end when it comes to Cyrus Renault. Cyrus the boss. Renault.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, let me bring that up right now, okay? Because I was kind of like going through like his character timeline a little bit today. Okay. So he's Mason's boss. He's Austin's boss. The two the cousins. Okay. Now I remember and I know they've kind of just kind of massaged the story a little bit, it appears to me. Because Cyrus was supposed to have some real ties to Pikeman, wasn't he?
I don't know if he was supposed to
They
have t
alluded to that.
not so much alluded because they had to steal the agenda in order to try to set up Sonny to be caught. And so I'm not sure he was connected. He was just wanting to be connected, wanted to steal his way into it in some way. Use that information to get Sonny back in Cyrus's vigilante days.
I think my biggest confusion is I don't understand now why. And it was really kind of you didn't really know at the time when we were watching, but now I truly do not understand why Mason and Austin were so diligent to listening to him and doing his what he wanted. The threat now does not appear to be real.
It's because he's a powerful man, and as time has gone on, it seems as though he's lost a lot of his power. It could be
Oh.
that even Mason and Austin themselves were the last two people that were finally listening to him. Mason didn't come off as the most intelligent person. He's the
No.
boss, the boss. And all they did was like do what the boss said. It wasn't like there was some other grand operation behind the scenes. Nothing that he was doing on the off time where he's like, I'm moving this shipment or anything like that. Mason was doing none of that. He was just in Port Charles doing what Cyrus wanted him to do. So ultimately, it seems like maybe he was just the last guy to listen. And look at him now in jail.
Yeah,
Hey,
he's
Melinda.
sitting in the jailhouse.
David, hello.
Yeah,
Now
he's
he's
sitting
sitting
in
in the jailhouse.
the jailhouse now.
I mean, now that Cyrus is so changed and stuff, who knows if Mason even has a trajectory to come back?
And Cyrus is still supposed to be broke, right? Because when he was in jail, he had Marty give away all his money.
Supposedly he's broke. Supposedly, he doesn't have access to his millions because he did get all that away. So this all started back in 2020, 4 whole years ago, when we found out that one Mr. Cyrus Renault was soon to be released from prison, or soon to have come up to a parole hearing, let me be more clear. And he might be released to prison, out of prison, which was a big deal for poor Charles because this man was a well-known drug runner. And everybody seemed to know, but not be able to prove that he was still running the organization from the inside.
Yes.
Now, the reason why he was in jail was because Taggart, Jordan, and a couple of other people set him up.
They set him up for something. They set him up
They planted
because
evidence.
they planted evidence and they knew he was guilty as all get out. But
But
they couldn't prove it. And
exactly.
they wanted desperately to get a win and get him and try to get his product off the street. They desperately wanted a win. So they falsifies evidence.
So they falsified evidence against him and sent him to the slammer.
And they sent him
Deservedly
to slam.
so. He's a man that should have been, but they weren't able to prove it. So they just made it happen, which isn't a good thing to do when you're a cop. It's not the right thing. Even when they
No.
deserve it, it's still illegal. You know, I mean, right or wrong,
Yeah.
you can decide. Legal or not, well, we have it in the books. That was not legal.
So then Cyrus finds out the four individuals that did this to him.
And he
He
kills two
finds
of them off
out.
screen.
Yes, he did.
But that sends the fear of Taggart deep into his soul and right back into Port Charles. And so this whole thing goes off. We find out the secret. It was Jordan and Taggart and these other people who set him up. Hugh went down. Now he's out. Because why? Well, because we found out and they had to let him out.
Yeah, he got out on that, what some could consider it a technicality.
A chain of custody type of thing when it comes to evidence. It just broke apart. Their little setup of him, and they let him out. And the rest is history. Thanks for joining us, folks. You've seen it.
So then he gets out of jail, and he wants to merge himself into some kind of pillar of society.
He, I don't know, well, maybe, I mean, let's speculate here. Maybe he was inspired by one Mr. Sonny Corinthos, because, as we all know, Sonny's been able to cover some of his worst actions by being really generous.
Yes.
So much so that characters for a long time forgave him for a lot of things that he did, and we're kind of seeing that awakening happening right now when it comes to it. We're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yes. I mean, Sonny has really paid for a lot of things in town. He has.
Yeah.
He's paid for wings on the hospital. I was reminded today when looking and when scouting around looking, that Sonny paid for TJ's college.
Yeah, I saw that too. People were unhappy that TJ is unhappy with Sonny or something right now because of it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what people want sometimes, but that's for Sunday.
But I did remember that though, actually, when I read it, I was like, oh yeah.
Maybe Cyrus can be the Home and Heart face of deception salesperson, says Melissa. He sold drugs really well. Why not face cream?
Hey, well, yeah, if that face cream can work on Cyrus, it'll work on anybody.
There you go, ma. There you go. Cyrus couldn't give away what's in an offshore account. Melissa suggests that he's going to hit the Powerball because the Lord provides. So there you go. There you go. Cyrus isn't going to be poor for very long.
No, he's not going to be poor for long.
So he gets out of jail, right? And then so he wants to become a pillar of society. You know, he donates to the hospital. He gets on the board of directors of the
Yes.
hospital, and we start to find out that he feels a little connected to Laura. And all the while, he is going rampant when it comes to getting drugs out there in the world.
He is.
Super bad. People are dropping like flies left and right. He doesn't care.
Yes.
Young, old, middle schoolers, they even said.
He doesn't care.
On the
He's
Cyrus track.
he'll sell drugs right next to the crossing guard.
Yeah. There's a cop on a bike. He's gonna be like, just turn your back. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. And then sell drugs to the cop and he'll be successful at it.
A hurtful, hateful
His
ponytail.
hateful ponytail was alive in Port Charles at the time, and boy, oh boy, was he compelling. Just trying to get one up on Sonny because, you know, Sonny's like, no drugs. Drugs are bad and gay. You know, like Mr. Mackey from South Park.
That's exactly what I thought of when you
Yeah.
did that. Drugs in my head.
Drugs man gay. Drugs man. Drugs man gay. So,
That's so silly.
it is so dumb. It is so dumb. So yeah, he's out there and drugs are bad, and Sonny's trying to stand out to him, but why, but boy, would you have it? Sonny falls off a bridge, bonks his head. Who would have saw it coming?
Who would have saw it coming? Now, this is the part, this was the thing that when I was reading today, that I was reminded of, that I was like, hey, how can that little sister Laura be so forgiving?
Oh,
Not for
see.
necessarily forgiving, but how can she have a little bit of amnesia? A little bit.
So
A little bit.
we're running into the big crux of Cyrus. This was the big Cyrus thing. Like the peak before things started to crumble for him and he wound up taking people hostage. Was he set up Julian Jerome to plant a
Yes.
bomb inside the floating rib?
And what happened to his niece?
And Lulu got blasted.
Yes. And his
Now,
little sister Laura has forgotten that?
I don't know if she's forgotten that, but she seems to have moved on from it. Here's the thing, and maybe this matters to Laura, and it might not matter to you, and it might not matter to the audience, but it might matter to Laura. Cyrus really didn't mean to hurt Lulu.
No, he didn't.
Like, at
But he
all.
also didn't care who was in there.
Well, I mean, what's he gonna do? Scout about?
Not really.
Was he gonna plant a camera? But, oh, Lulu's in there, I can't do it. Like, no, that's not gonna work out when you're a criminal mastermind. But what you can do is make sure she has top-notch care and pay for it, prepay, all that kind of stuff. Lulu hasn't had to worry about her care at all because Cyrus took care of it.
Did he have any money left after he'd taken care of his mama and kept buying hummingbird cakes?
Well, back in that day, he had so much money. He probably could have prepaid this stuff for a decade.
Probably.
Who knows? Maybe even it's like, he worked it out with Marty and he's like, but you have to leave this credit card open. This line of credit into this account, this one that pays for Lulu's care. You have to leave this checking account open. I don't know, but yeah, so he can, so he made Julian do it because I believe he's going to reveal to Sonny that Julian knew about the Wiley situation.
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious, he got in deep, folks.
Boy, that Wiley was front and center storyline for a long time.
It sure was. All we had was
Long
Brad
time.
being stressed out about it for a while. Look at that. The chat is enjoying this week of GH, and that's nice to see.
That's good.
Yeah, they
That's
haven't.
good.
A lot of them haven't watched today yet, but who does? Who watches it on time? Nobody.
I watched it today already.
He may have set up a trust for his mama, says Chandra. Well, there you go. It's a couple of trusts out there, paying for the medical care
There you
of
go.
those in need. Lulu and I wrote her name down. Florence Gray is her
Yes.
name. So he blows up the floating rib, and then Julian gets shot, and Julian dies. Sonny falls off a bridge, bonks his head. And what do we have in Port Charles, folks? A crime vacuum.
Did you notice, do you know what, do you remember what Florence's maiden name is?
And the machine?
No. Florence's maiden name is Chamberlain.
It?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to look that up and double check that, Ma. I gotta verify what it is right now because that's
That's
crazy.
what I saw today.
Why would it be
I
Chamberlain?
saw, well, I don't know. I don't know, but there was a family tree, and Florence's maiden name was Chamberlain.
Florence Gray. I'm gonna look it up here. I'm just gonna go ahead and do these here. Oh, there's been two Florence Grays in GH history, Ma. Did you know that? One in 1973 and the other one in 2020. Wow. Let's see here. Florence Chamberlain is her birth name. Oh,
They could
weird.
spin that if they wanted to.
Annie Collings, I got a video. Leslie Williams, Port Charles, 1972. Florence suffering stomach ulcers. Florence Ka
And they could spin that, and they can
Taylor
spin that, and
Gray.
it doesn't have to be weird because Laura's not actually related to Florence.
No, but it is, it's such an interesting coincidence.
Isn't it?
However, Leslie, Florence, they left town. And then Florence hooked up with Gordon after that, and well, I guess before that. Oh, goodness gracious. Parents Wyatt Chamberlain.
Yes.
Who's Wyatt Chamberlain? See, look at me. I'm in a deep dive light right now. Yes,
So
like
you got
Ryan,
it.
Melissa.
You writers out there, you could just spin it that way if you wanted to.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness. White Chamberlain. Heart attack, suicide. My goodness. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. Sorry, YouTube. White presumed to be unalived. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't, in none of these articles directly tie him to Ryan, but that's interesting.
Interesting, isn't
It's
it?
interesting. Wow. Yes, Brad did almost lose his mind. I was so annoyed by Brad. Oh man, just super annoyed by that guy. Anyway, wow, what an
Don't see
interesting deep
Brad no
dive.
more.
No. His ties were Brit. You know, when Brit was around, we got all kinds of Liesl and Brad, and we just don't got him no more. Chandra's going down the Cyrus rabbit hole now with us, so thank you very much, Chandra. So anyway, so he blows up the floating room, all that kind of stuff. I don't remember exactly when his big, you know, I'm your brother, Laura stuff. If that was before or after. I think it was before. Maybe a little after. I don't
And then
recall.
he, and he you know, when Cyrus first came to town, he didn't know that Laura was his sister. But he did find out before he
Yeah.
told her.
Right. He didn't know right away, but when he looked into the mayor is what I think as well. And he went, well, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute here. You, my
So
sister.
he knew, so he didn't know when he came into town, but he did learn before he told his sister.
Yes. And then, we could see over the couple of weeks, grow his interest in his interactions, his little pushing, his prodding, his little, whatevers. Oh, Cyrus. But he is one of my favorite scenes of all time. We've talked about it before at length on the main podcast, which you can find every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in a whole library here live on YouTube. Well, not live anymore, but it was live.
Was live when we did
It was live before. Now it's fake live. This one's real live if you're watching right now, but if you're watching later, it's also fake live. Cyrus doesn't need to be both Laura and Ryan's brother. We do that enough on GH.
Right?
Okay, Melissa, you get your wish. We're not going to do that. So he has one of my favorite scenes of all time between him and Marty Gray and Laura over the bed of Florence as they are
Yes.
revealing the truth. And, Marty's like, "You're my brother," because that was another secret, was I can't tell anybody that I'm Cyrus's brother, otherwise they're not going to trust me no more. Oh
Exactly.
dear. Oh dear. But we get the whole history where you find out that they are from Shreveport, Louisiana. Real city.
Yes, we did find out that.
We find out that Cyrus had fallen in with the wrong crowd. Sah.
He did.
And his troubled youth led to a big fight at the family house, which Cyrus intended to drive away very angrily. From a big fight with his family. His father stepped in front of the car saying, "Cyrus, don't go." And wouldn't you know it, Cyrus accidentally mowed that man over. Or at least
Accidentally run his dad over.
that's at least
And
what.
I think he, in a panic, put it in reverse and run over him again.
So that's, that's what Cyrus says. It was an accident, but the whole, the big argument was, "Come on, Cy, you killed a daddy."
Florence kicked him out.
Yeah, and they're like, you're not welcome here anymore. You ran over daddy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
pretty
you
much.
can't come back. You can't come back." And then he just fell further into it, blah blah blah. And then turned his life into trying to buy the affection of his family by being an incredibly rich person.
I think when he first got kicked out, he was a late teen, not quite an adult.
That's the gist of it, I
And then
believe.
I'm sure he was doing some nefarious things just to survive at
Yeah,
first.
and then that grew and grew and grew, and then it
And
became
then
an
that didn't go
obsession.
down a very good path.
Nope. Crime stacks. You get in deeper, and eventually you're a kingpin pushing, drugs citywide, and have to spend 10 years in the slammer before getting let out of a technicality. But in that time, he grew his empire, grew his influence, grew his money, and as we found out later on, I don't remember exactly when, what conversation, what year, or anything like that, But a big motivating force for him was to collect as many dollar bills as he possibly could, because he had convinced himself that if he was able to take care of anything that his family needed without them even having to ask, to prove to them that he still loves them, that he's still one of them, then they will eventually take him back.
That he's reliable and a good
He's
person.
reliable, you can to trust him. But of course, you know, it's no secret how he's gotten the money, and the family's like, "You don't get it, Cyrus. You're a broken man." Cyrus and Alexia should form a hit and run manslaughter support group, says Melissa.
Well, Cyrus did some terrible things. Now, my number one thing, the my number one, I mean, what he did to Portia, you know, when, the whole house thing, you know, when he had, when he kind of unraveled, when he completely unraveled. Well, previous to that, he treated Sasha terribly.
He sure did. He sure did. We haven't even broached on the Sasha
He was
destruction.
terrible with
He started
Sasha.
a path of destruction that altered her, the course of her life for years. She did drugs twice because of him. Well, not because of him. Well, sort of because of him. I mean, because of him.
Well, he really, you know, he really took advantage of her and in the situation she was in and helped her get hooked on dope. Helped her help her as much as he could. And then he treated her like she was some kind of, you know, play toy
Gosh,
for him
how
too.
did they convince her to do it the first time?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. It was, I think it might have just been general pressure over the whole Michael Willow Chase situation. You
Yeah.
know, she was just like, "I just need
Yeah,
to be
and maybe
happy."
the guilt of, and maybe the guilt of
'Cause
misleading Nina the way she did too.
maybe a little bit of that. They might have, I think they were in the throes of the whole fake affair to push Michael and Willow to have their fake wedding, which turned into their real romance. That's a different deep dive skinny dip entirely. Oh goodness.
Gotta get extra towels for that skinny dip.
A lot of them in the pool for that one. But yeah, so yeah, he's super responsible for a lot of the trauma and terrible situations that Sasha has found herself in over the last couple of years. He pushed her into drugs and then gave her the good stuff. Like the good stuff. And you can tell that
Killer.
he was starting to be like, "Well, if I just, you know, make her so out of her mind for drugs, she'll want to do
Right?
it."
He was a bad, a com he had an obsession thing with her,
He's
with
just like,
Sasha
"Oh,
as
you
well.
know, companionship, you know." It was basically, "I want to have a pretty girl around," but he's feeding her drugs this whole time, basically turning
Man.
her into a crack person on the corner.
The only worse man that Sasha came in contact with besides Sasha besides Cyrus was a ding psychiatrist she had.
It was like
He
Cyrus
was
Part Two.
worse.
It's like Cyrus Part Two. Chandra says, "I remember she overdosed in his apartment, but can't recall the details." Where Chandra, I am here for you because I do recall the details. She was ODing, and he went, "Oh, hey, the mix is a little too strong, guys. Let's get the hell out of here." And Brando was like, "I'm calling an ambulance, you jerk." And so Brando rushed in to save the day, and you know that kind of started a. You know, the beginnings of their romance. But yes, I was ready to just be like, you know, we'll just throw her off the top of the building and say pressure
Oh,
got
look
too
at
much
that.
to her.
She's frothing at the mouth. Let's get out of
Let's
here.
get out of here." And no, Brando wasn't having it. So Brando, you know, saved her, rushed her out of there. And you know, Cyrus is like, "Why would you do that?" And he's just like, "'Cause I'm a good person." And he's like, "Well, fine. It's better she didn't die." Sasha actually offered to sleep with him the night she overdosed, and he turned her down, says Melissa. Look at that, he's got an honorable streak after all. Him
Just
turning
didn't
her
have any
down is
blue
why
pills that
everyone
day, that's all.
thought she was his daughter. People are desperate to give Sasha, you know, real blood relation on the show. Good.
That's what Sasha
Shonda remembers
needs on it.
now.
That,
Look at that.
they
Yeah.
always say that character, they too firmly plan a character. You need a family and a set that's your house.
I guess
She had that before.
Nina and Cody will have to be good enough. She'll be a Scorpio by attachment. Hanging out with Maxie, Felicia, Cody, eventually Mac. Just shifting over. No longer under Nina's purview. So man, yeah, all that happened, and he just fed Sasha drugs, and she eventually got over it. She was like, "Oh, this isn't for me. I don't need to hang out with Cyrus anymore." And then, ooh, he tried to get Brando to shoot Gladys. Because I think Gladys was hanging out with the Novaks too much, and so Cyrus would just like take her out. He's sorry, Mom. And then he didn't do it. Then he
No, he
didn't
didn't.
do it. Sasha can move on to his to onto into the stable because she loves spending time with the stable. But hey, you know what? Sasha's a bit of a tomboy, okay? That's all, right? I miss Gladys too, Melissa. I do. Oh, Gladys, bless her heart, says Shonda. Yeah, so she was sitting in the chair and just, I remember the thing, just Bonnie Burrows just burrowsing at the best she burrowsed, And, Brando with the gun, and eventually, ultimately he doesn't do it. And I think Cyrus is like, well, you can't work for him anymore. And they're like, oh, shoot, I'm gonna die. So I'll protect you, says Sonny. And then, well, the Five family whole situation. All of this trouble that, Jason is trying to spare Carly from. By giving in
Yes.
to Jagger and the FBI is on that period of time where Carly had to step in and run the Corinthos crime organization to make sure that Cyrus didn't have a hostile takeover of the Five family table,
I remember she
wanting
came
in
and
that
she
white
went that
dress.
she went, yes, I was gonna say that's where Carly walked in with that badass white dress.
Sat down to the head of the table and commanded attention. Jason standing
Yeah, she
behind her.
did. I thought she reminded me of Faye Dunaway playing Joan
She
Crawford.
blew up
And she
Cyrus's
sits down with
boats.
PepsiCo. This ain't my
She
first radio, rodeo, something
isn't
like
my
that.
first rodeo. I've been watching Sonny do this a long time. She blew up Cyrus's shipment boats. She kidnapped his mother.
She did.
Sent her away, and then Bobby went to go take care of her. She's
Took
fine. She's
excellent
well
care of her,
taken care
though.
of. Yeah, but he doesn't know where she is. It's kidnapping. No, but she's well taken care of. It's gonna be okay.
Gonna be
She's gonna
fine.
be fine. I got Bobby there.
She thinks she's on vacation.
She blew up the Novaks and the Caprices and the whoever they was, basically three of the five families, leaving only the Woos and the Corinthoses left. This is all Carly. She apparently was a very effective mob boss.
She was.
A lot of changes. A lot of changes. Sonny coming back to a completely different mafia landscape. So much time. He's got so much time because there's no more competition and pressure because Miss Wu is getting along with him that he can have a whole affair with Nina.
Sure can.
He can get wrapped up in Pikeman business. He can not trust Michael, trust Michael, not trust Michael. Because of
Man,
all
he
of the time
changed his
afforded to him
mind
by
on
Carly.
that like he changed this Jones almost.
Carly is a classy hostage taker. And Florence loved Bobby, says Chandra. So yes, we gotta remind
Yes, she
Florence
did.
loved Bobby. They had a great time. Bobby loved Florence too. We gotta get Florence's POV on Bobby's death. We find out what Florence thinks about that. The hummingbird cake. Ah, what a family tradition. Oh, the new family. I gotta make some for myself. Carly is. Oh, I already read that one.
So I saw a commercial today with Jeff Cober. It was a commercial for Bacardi, and he's playing a DJ, and it's like the late 70s. He looks like a child.
Yeah.
Jeff Cober looks like a child.
Oh, I mean, we're not old always,
Pretty
are we?
cool.
Well, I mean, I remember
And
him.
then I watched a scene today of when he was on The Walking Dead. And he's a bad guy. Of course, Jeff
Oh, of
Coburn
course
plays
he's
the
a bad
bad guy
guy.
so well. There's, oh man, he's just a really great bad guy.
He's a great bad guy.
So
He's the best
he's
bad guy.
fighting with Rick, and Rick re oh, Rick just bit his throat out.
Like a zombie. We are the Walking Dead in that fur.
Turned Jeff Cobra into a zombie.
He sure did, and had to bash his brain in, I'm sure, immediately after. I remember it was like season two or something like that. It was no good. It was no good.
Long ago.
My first Jeff Cobra experience was a little show called Star Trek Voyager. He was a guest star on it. I think it was the last season, season seven. He was an alien. All that stuff glued to his face. Didn't even couldn't you would know who he is because you know who he is. You know, he's kind of distinctive a little bit in his look. But he still had all that crap glued to his face for the whole thing.
He was on how many episodes? Not very many.
Just one. Just one. He was the guest star, special guest
One.
star, you know, center focused, you know, character for the problem, as played
Okay.
by Jeff Cobra. I don't remember that character's name or even the episode name. But it's in there. Look it up. IMDb. You'll find it. It's in the last season. I'm pretty sure about that. But of course, he plays a bad guy. He plays a criminal.
Course.
But he plays a criminal with a very soap reason. For why he is the way he is. And this is something that I could see soaps doing because they've done it. Their doctor on the ship, you know, on the ship of Star Trek Voyager goes, hey, you know what? His brain is malformed. He simply can't process guilt. This alien has, you know, a genetic birth defect in his brain that's making it so he doesn't feel remorse for his actions. Therefore, he's just like, F it, I'm gonna kill you, you know? And so what did they do, Ma? They fixed his brain.
They fixed his
They
brain,
did
and he was good
sci-fi
after
medical
that.
magic, just like we have in Port Charles.
Oh boy.
We can even say they opened up his mind and just injected lizard DNA straight into it. They fixed the problem. And now, not only can he feel guilt, but he feels the guilt of everything that he has ever done.
And now he's wrecked.
And now he's wrecked, right? And so
Oh boy.
then it becomes the whole, you know, what is rehabilitation story? You know, it gets all Star Trekky. You know, because he fixes the problem half an hour in, and so the next half hour is what do we do with this guy that we just fixed? He's still on the way to prison, and as we find out, he's on the way to the death penalty.
Oh
We
boy.
can't just let him go and die. He's totally different now. He's fixed.
Uh-huh.
Look at him. But what does he do, Ma? What does he do? He goes, you know what? I should probably go there, you guys. Like, I should just go face justice for what I did. And ultimately, they leave it up to his victim's family. And the victim's like, no, you need to die. And then they kill him.
Oh,
Spoiler
wow.
alert, everybody. But it was a very emotional episode. And Jeff Cobra did an amazing job.
Yeah, well, Jeff Cobra's so good.
Like, the way that he's able to do it, and you've seen it on General Hospital now, he's able to capture, like, the bad guy and also, like, the good guy who used to be the bad guy so well. I don't know what it is about
Yes.
him.
Yes.
That's basically the storyline for Angel, says Melissa. He only gets a soul that feels all of the guilt as opposed to getting his brain fixed. But it's kind of the same thing, essentially. You know, Melissa, I love Angel to bits and pieces. I've seen that series three times through. I would do a podcast on Angel if the show wasn't 24 years old.
Watched all that three times?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
It's very good. I mean, I'm very entertained by it. Let me not say it's very good. Let me just say I'm very entertained by it. Well, good cast of dark little characters, big arcs. You know, Wesley Wyndham Price, he starts off as like the dorky little nerd guy with the glasses and the pocket protector that can't do nothing. And by the end of it, my God, my. He's an ass-kicking badass. That's what they did to
Ass-kicking
Jonathan
badass.
Lavery, says Melissa. So I told you it was a very soapy episode of Star Trek Voyager because Jonathan Lavery, he had a broken brain that couldn't feel guilt.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure Dr. David Hayward just fixed that right up for him. Melissa says, let's do it. I own the entire Buffyverse. Melissa, if you are interested in being on a podcast, let me tell you how popular you'd be. Send me a message on Twitter.
Sure.
We're always looking to expand content here on the 10th Floor Network. We're giving you more soap content because that's what the viewers like you want. That's what you've called for. That's what you've demanded. So here we are talking about Cyrus Renault, talking a lot about his past. He held that poor Robinson family hostage and had his dangling hair. And this was the big break, Mom. This was the big beginning of the big change for Cyrus Renault because it was prior to him going to jail for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in that house. He was shot. He was bleeding out.
He was
emotionally dumping all over Laura.
He was.
And you could just see, because it was about how...
That was when he showed us his little...
He was just a
wounded
little,
boy.
Where you showed him, he peeled off all of the veneer that he had put over himself over the, 30 years of bad guyness. And you could see that he was still that 17-year-old kid that accidentally ran over his dad and has never really moved on from that moment.
Yes. It was intense, wasn't it, Matt?
It was really intense. It was so good. It was so good. I'm happy that Jeff Kober has won an Emmy for Cyrus Renault. I wish it was for that.
Yeah.
I really don't know what he won it for. Maybe the hell thing?
I don't know what they cover because
the Emmys last time were so late that it was kind of hard to figure out exactly what it is that they were winning for.
Well, yeah, the Emmys that we were at the end of 23 were actually for performances of the calendar year of 22.
Yeah.
So what they were winning for was long time seen on the screen.
Well, let me see if I can find something about what was happening in 2022 with Cyrus Renault. Because it wasn't that original run of story, you know? It wasn't the original, Sasha, Mafia, Mob.
Oh, man. We talked to Matt. We talked to him in December when we were there.
We did.
Should have asked him what was on his reel.
I know. That should have been a go-to question for us. Maybe it will be next this time. That's a really good thought, Ma. That is. That's it. Uncanny resemblance to Cesar Faison. Who says that?
When he was looking all wild in the house.
Yeah.
With his hair all and being all wild. Mm-hmm. I saw that too. I did.
Oh, so Cobra won best guest star, didn't he? Because it was Gossett, Robert Gossett, who won for Best Supporting Actor. Or was it Allie Mills who won for Best Guest?
Allie Mills won for Best Guest.
So then Cyrus got Best Supporting.
I don't remember. I know he won.
I don't know either. I don't know either, because he was, like, if it was for 2022, he was only on in, like, November and December of that year. But it was the episode where, like, I forgive you and dropping the phone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I
don't know. That was a great scene too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We actually talked to him about that scene when we spoke to him in December. We talked to him about that scene.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We talked to him about that. We talked to him about the jail, the hell cell. We talked
the
to
hell
him.
Cell. Those scenes were so good.
Yeah. And we talked to him about being Hannibal Lecter. That interview is still on our channel, folks. If you're interested in going back, we caught up with him on the red carpet at the Emmys last year, hoping to be able to do it again this year. Just another
hopefully.
Month from now. I've been looking at my inbox, Mom. I've been keeping my eye on it every day. And I know that once the applications hit, I'm going to get 3 or 4 messages from our colleagues out there saying, did you get it? Did you get it?
I know. Man, but they're going to do it just like they did in December. They're going to wait till the last second.
But at least this time, it coincides with, things that aren't totally, like, surprising or life-altering for you or anything like that. I feel like this time you can make it jive real easy.
Yeah.
Sure. It's going to be super easy,
It is.
But yeah. Cyrus behind the door gave me flashbacks to Carrie White's mom behind the door to stab Carrie at the end of Carrie when Sissy Spacek went to take out the
It was the wild hair
bloodbath.
again.
Yeah, the
That was
wild hair.
Pipe. That's a Pepper Lorre. She did a great job of playing crazy Mrs. White.
Chandra says that Cyrus won for the hostage scene, so if that's the case, it must have been best supporting actor, and it must have been in early 2022 then. I don't know exactly when all that happened, but awesome.
Oh, those hostage scenes were good.
Here's the Emmy clip. Skip to 44 seconds. She leaves a link there. So folks, if you're watching the replay, click on the chat replay as well, and you can get this link that's come up. Let me see if I can try to copy it right now. And then if I am intelligent, which I am not always, I might even be able to put it in the description of the video. Hey, when we're done. That'll be
Oh.
fun. I'm gonna do that. Thanks, Chandra. Okay, let's see here. I need to see Jeff Koberg in a Hallmark Christmas film with Swickard. Oh, that would be cute. I would need, like, if he's Josh Swickard.
You know what?
Oh, no, Josh
I know
Swickard's
they
there.
already did it.
That's James Patrick Stewart.
I know they already did it. They already did the Christmas Carol on General Hospital.
You want him to
Finn
be
was the
Ebenezer
Scrooge.
Scrooge?
But wouldn't Cyrus been a great Scrooge?
Cyrus can be Josh Swickard's grandpa in a Christmas movie, or Cyrus can be like the senior elf, like Bernard from the Santa Claus. Well, thank you very much for your little donation there, Melissa. I appreciate you doing that, making it happen in the super chat. If you're watching live or if you're watching on the replay, there's a super chat, super thanks button. If you want to go ahead and contribute to the channel, you absolutely can do so.
Thanks, Melissa.
We'd have a Patreon if I can come up with like secret content, but I can't come up with secret content. So just stick with us here on YouTube.
We have a hard time
Yeah, how can we
coming
come up with secret content if we can't come up with regular content?
up
All right, I'm gonna try, Chandra. I do believe I can put it in the description. That would be cool though, Jeff Cooper in a Hallmark Christmas movie. Oh goodness. And then.
I don't know. I wondered though, we have to ask him. I don't know that Jeff Cobra has typecast as a bad guy. He doesn't mind. He's working. He don't mind at all.
Sure.
But I don't know that he's ever been a good guy.
I mean, does Voyager count? But to like, was China Beach, right? He was cop in China Beach.
He was on China Beach for a couple of seasons. But I don't recall if he was a good guy or a bad guy because
Oh.
I did watch it back in the very beginning of China Beach, that was so long ago, I don't remember show that
Yikes.
well. So
Cyrus.
long ago.
I don't know. I think that he was a cop on China Beach, but I think he was like the drug cop, or something, on that
Well, on
beach.
China Beach, that's a military show. He had
Oh,
to
is
be in
it?
the military.
Well, then I don't know. He was just a he was
It was
just he was a
it was
private. Private Renault. Oh, he was on Big Sky as a good guy. See, that was a show I didn't get into.
he
He was
was
a
only on
sea
Big Sky
guy
for a
in
couple of
China
seasons, and
Beach.
it was just last year.
Yeah, because they kept on killing off their stars in the first episode. Spoiler alert. He
Big
was a
Sky's
sweet guy
gone
in China
already.
Beach, says Melissa. He was a vet with some PTSD issues. There you go.
Ooh.
There you go. I don't know why I put him on the drug beat. It's because he's Cyrus, probably. Oh
Watch.
gosh. Oh goodness.
It was
Wounded
good.
little boy. And, I mean, that was the main chunk of Cyrus. Ever since, he went back to jail, for the second time, he hasn't been as influential. He's been there.
And I think that the show really tried to pivot his character when they had the scenes of cutting his hair off.
Yeah, I could. It was like they were trying a bunch of different stuff, and nothing was really sticking there for a minute. I would say like the most significant thing that he had done. I'm not even to say the boss stuff would be the most significant because it clearly wasn't even supposed to be Cyrus from the beginning. That was pretty obviously a change in direction.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say that the most pivotal thing that he did was like be in jail with Drew and Spencer. Like, probably more Spencer than anything.
Oh, I think, excuse me, I think his interaction with Spencer is really what softened his sister's heart to him.
That helps, you know, and he was very kind, gentle to him. He gave her him advice about the turtle doves and stuff when it came to Trina, and you know, he's an important player in the whole Sabrina romance. I hope that fandom doesn't forget how important Cyrus is when it comes to Spencer and Trina getting together. It was his advice when Spencer was in jail that led to him, you
You
know.
know, another scene that I really enjoyed with Cyrus was his interaction with Victor when he reminds him that he's also his uncle.
Yes, that's when he became
Victor
Reverend
didn't like
Uncle.
that one bit.
No, that's when he became Reverend Uncle Ponytail in Chandra's thing, because we can't forget, you know, Spencer has two great uncles that are pretty powerful movers and shakers. You know, when it comes to the character of Spencer, that character himself does have a lot of potential to be very engaging and what's the word I'm looking for? Catalytic, you know. He can be the reason, a catalyst for a lot of different drama, trauma, stories across all kinds of different families. So I do hope that one day Spencer Cassadine comes back, but I want him to have a job.
You want him to have a job?
I want him to have
I've
a
never
job.
seen a Cassadine have a concrete job where you can really say you know what they're doing.
But I want, fine, I want him to at least say, you know, I have to go to the office. Even Nicholas was running Cassadine Industries and being like, oh, there's a problem I have to deal with, you know?
Yeah, and Valentine has done that too, but they never explain it very
That's
well.
fine. I don't even know exactly what it is, but I need him to, you know, have a job. That's all. That's all. This whole, like,
And you don't want him to be at Bobby's, do you?
I'm rich. It can be Bobby's. I don't care. I just want him to work. You know, this whole, I'm young and rich, and so I'm just going to Paris, and, you know, I'm gonna, like, folks, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's a great romance. And Cyrus is largely a part of the reason why Sabrina existed. So let's not forget the reason for the season and why we're hanging out at the pool today, which is Cyrus Renown. But I don't know, Ma. I don't know. Even when you're young and in love, and this man has so much money, doesn't that kind of maybe eventually get a little dull? I don't know. To
I
just
don't know either.
constantly be whisked away here, there, and everywhere, and did I just feel like, maybe I just haven't experienced it enough to know what there is to live for. Boy, do I sound like a blue collar worker. Belly, maybe I'm just jealous. That's what it is. I want Spencer to take me to Paris, Ma. If I did,
He's
he wouldn't have
jealous.
fallen off the boat because I would have saved the day. Esme couldn't
June,
have
I don't
knocked me
want to go to
out. She's
Paris.
not taller than me.
I've seen none in my own country. What do I need to go to Paris for?
Like, I'm gonna go to South Dakota first. Spencer did work at Kelly's. He wasn't very good at it though, but he did work. Cool.
He did.
But I want him to
He
continue
did.
to
He
work.
did work there.
You know what it is? I just didn't like that Trina was in college and was working at the gallery and was having all these internships and had this bright future, and I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and he's just like, I don't know how to mop. You know? You know, like, I just, what's this? Why is this plate dirty? Because you didn't rinse it, Spencer. Because you didn't rinse it. I thought that just happens. Like, you know, maybe I would just be annoyed with the hoity-toity, I'm not doing anything after a while. That's what I would be done with.
Yeah,
Get up and go
I
for a
would be
walk.
too.
Get up and go for
I
a
would be
walk.
too.
What do you mean? I go to the gym every day. That's not the same as getting out into the world, go for a walk.
Telling you.
Hey, Janet. I think Nicholas worked as at Kelly's when he was a teen as well, like 19 or 20.
I think you did too.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like most people work there. You know, isn't it like one of your entry level
Elizabeth
jobs for
worked there
most?
too, remember?
Oh yeah, I do
She knew
very
how to
well.
fix the sink for Carly.
Yeah, I remember her being a waitress there very well. That was very much a teenage 90s Matt type of thing. I do remember that, wearing her in the little name tag.
Yeah.
I do. The role of Spencer will now be played by Wes Ramsey. Hello, Trina. I've returned. No.
Chances are Spencer will be played by somebody, and it
I
ain't
don't
gonna
have
be
any
Mr.
machinations or dastardly plans. But
Shviv.
maybe you and I can go to Toronto together. We'll leave the baby in the basket at the fire station on the way. Hey, Jacarius. Chandra shouts, no. I'm so out of practice. I'm so out of
Wheezy
practice.
face on, just
Out
throw her in
of
the
practice when it comes to the Wes Ramsey Peter August impression. What's the matter, Maxie? Oh, there we go. Don't like what you see. Oh boy. Oh boy. See, people are popping in at the end. See, what is it, Ma? When we're here, when we start at 7, nobody's here. When we start at 6, everybody shows up at 7. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So you guys, I
It's
think we're going to
life.
be at 6 o'clock, though, aren't we, Matt? Though,
Yeah, 6 is good. 6 is good. I
this
felt
is
more
good.
energetic. I felt better.
Me
Been great,
too.
Jacarius. Been great.
Me too. And
The sun
it's
went down,
earlier
though.
for the our it's earlier for our West Coast for our East Coast fans
For sure. The sun went
and
down,
our
though, during the
listeners.
podcast, though, and so now your background is totally, like, super dark.
Yeah, it
And now
is
you're
dark.
Casper, the friendly mom.
I know. You know,
We've been
writing's
great, Jacarius.
terrible.
We've been having a great time at General Hospital in Days of Our Lives. We've been having a wonderful time podcasting. Don't let the negative Nancys out there get you down. Don't freak out of our numbers that are published. They are just numbers on a piece of paper.
That's better.
It is better. It is
Not so
better.
dark.
It is not the end of the world. It is not soap Armageddon. Ain't nobody getting canceled. Ain't nobody getting fired. Everything's gonna be a-okay out there in soap land, everybody. You have my word. You have my word.
More likely. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. You know, there's lots of reasons for all kinds of different things. There was an eclipse. There was preemptions. There was excitement over a return, and maybe some people were like, "Ooh, I want it to be 100% different," or like, "Oh no, it's not 100% different, so I'm not going to continue to watch." Any number
You know
of
what? You
different
know what?
reasons can contribute to numbers on a piece of paper.
I tell you, this is what I'm grateful for this past couple of weeks. I'm grateful that the state of New York doesn't allow cameras in their courtrooms.
Oh, right. Because we're
Right?
going to get GH and we're not going to get Trump trial 2024.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, Chandra wants me to try to have Victor and Peter do a conversation together. I don't know, Chandra. Chandra, I'm a lot easier. It's a lot easier for me to get Victor back out because it's just, a really terrible English accent and keeping my teeth together. You know, Peter is a little more breathy. Juilliard, and it's been so long since I've seen a Peter August scene.
It has been a long
You
time,
know,
huh?
I Charles
It's been a
Shaughnessy is
long
always
time.
Charles Shaughnessy.
It's been a long time since he found out his Auntie Anna didn't call the ambulance.
Well, Melissa, when the new microphone arrives, I hope to be able to try to sit in my closet where the sound is, where you can do some soundproofing. People do it all the time, Ma. Apparently it's a big thing. You just sit in your closet with your microphone and your side and you send in your auditions. So we'll see, when I get the new microphone. We'll see if I can get something going on with that, Melissa. Peter August singing karaoke go. Oh no, I don't know if I can. I don't know songs well enough. That's the main thing. Like, I would actually need karaoke in front of me. Because what I wanted to sing was like Cher, Life After Love. Like, that's not, I can't do that, Like, that has auto tune anyway. How could I do Peter August doing Cher as auto tune? Like, You know?
You could have him do like speak a song like William Shatner did.
Rocket Man. I'm a rocket man. Oh, goodness. Hey, everybody. When we get out of here, when we get out of here, I need you to Google Leonard Nimoy singing The Legend of Bilbo Baggins, okay? The 60s was a hell of a time. There seems to have been a lot of LSD. A lot of it. And
I'm telling you.
like a lot of it. Like if you were an adult celebrity in the 60s, it seems as though you just had like a stamp book, you know? Just my goodness.
Was passing out that LSD back then.
Because just good, like from the Beatles to Leonard Nimoy to cartoons at the time, the 60s were a hell of a decade. And I missed them all. I missed it all. Don't make it, I don't want to make it sound like I was there because I wasn't. I
Well, I was
wasn't.
there, but I was too little to participate.
No, but you got like the Super Friends and stuff and whew. Peter singing Rockabye Baby to Weezy. How about we just get Peter back on the show, everybody? I think that's what you want at this point, is you want more Peter August. Rockabye Baby Weezy
That
on the tree top. Where the wind blows. Cradle will rock, Maxie. Anna. Always have to do the head tilt upward too, because he didn't ever say Anna. He said Anna.
Yep, that's what he used to
Anna.
always do.
All right, next week, Peter August, everybody. Peter August and Charles Shaughnessy. Why not? You know, we'll do the both. We'll do Victor and we'll do Peter, and I'll just not do my natural voice the whole time. I don't know, we'll pick one of them. We'll pick one of them. We'll pick another one. I don't know. Jeannie goes, yep, we were kids, Kat. Good. I'm glad that you guys missed the LSD epidemic.
I was a child.
And if you were, you know, participating, then you have terrible parents. I don't know. We'll pick somebody or something for next week. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be Peter and Victor, but we'll pick something. You know, maybe we'll even be inspired by the time this week is out. We'll pick
Maybe.
Lois's mom. You know, we're just going to talk about Ellen Travolta the time. Oh goodness! Well, thank you everybody for hitting those emoticons like crazy. I see him dancing parties and little smileys and hearts and stuff. I wish all of them were a scent. That would be wonderful. But like not a scent that you had to pay, but just like YouTube was like, here's a scent because somebody hit this button. Like that'd be neat, but YouTube's never gonna do that. But what you can do is subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. And that'll put us in the right direction. It's a little click for you, and it means the world for us, as they say here on YouTube. So you could do that.
It's absolutely the
Jeannie's requesting Creepy Bobby.
Requesting who?
Creepy Bobby.
Creepy Bobby.
Bob Ritt from Days.
Oh.
He's got a new character name. He's Bob Ritt ever since Leo said
Well,
it.
I'm getting what I
Bob
want in
Ritt.
that, aren't I, Matt?
Bobberit is what it was. What was it?
I'm getting what I want in that
You
storyline,
sure are. You sure are.
aren't
Hey, join us at 9 a.m. Sunday morning for Days for Dummies while we talk about Days of Our Lives. And then, of course, 11 a.m. that same day for 10th Floor, the main podcast, the lead podcast, the big one, you know, the one that you guys watch the most. So, you know, we're just going to call it the lead one
One that
until another
started
one takes
us,
over, you know?
the one that started us up.
Yeah, you know, the one I named the whole network after. And, you know, at some point, you know, if some more people watch Days for Dummies than 10th Floor, then I'll call Days for Dummies the lead podcast because I'm fair. But in the meantime, it's 10th Floor. So you can join us then at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. for Days for Dummies, and probably, most definitely, again next week right here on Thursday for another soap deep dive and a skinny dip in the Metroport pool. And then I'm also working on another fun one with Professor Angela, a discussion show. gonna see if we can, put on some gloves and not tear each other apart. So
You
we'll see
see
how
if
that
a good
evolves.
date debate without sparring.
So, yeah, and it's also a good time to subscribe to the channel. I know I already plugged that, but hey, clearly we got stuff going on. We got plans for the future. So if you want in on it, subscribe. And if you're watching, listening on the audio, thank you. Leave a little review on the platform that you're doing it on. It does a lot for us. Like, really, 5-star. And if you think that we don't deserve five, give it to us anyway. Because I can tell you we do. The Fangelas unite, says Melissa. Are you following the show on Twitter? You can follow us on Twitter at 10th floor GH, 10th floor GH. I made a promise today to not continue to yuck people's yum of yucking the show. So just come hang out on the timeline. We'll talk about 10th. We'll talk about General Hospital. We'll talk about Days of Our Lives. We'll talk about anything else that I'm randomly inspired to tweet about. But we don't gotta get into the mess. And so I won't. It's that simple, folks. Just don't reply. Just don't look. Just don't look. All right, I'm out of here. You done? This is signing off.
We're signing off.
We're signing off. All right. I gotta
Grab
find out.
yourself a towel, dry off, get the hell out of the pool, it's closed.
We shut the lights off. I gotta figure out how to replace this lock before somebody notices. We'll catch you on Sunday, everybody. Goodbye. Thanks for coming by. Oh, I've been Matt.
I think yet.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.